Chapter 15.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
Ataru class wasn't the same without Obi-Wan. John told himself that he was disgruntled about the subpar training, and not missing Obi-Wan like a limb he hadn't known could detach. It's just, he'd been in the temple for the entire time John had been settling in, so that Jin could mourn properly, and now, without Obi-Wan, John was faced with the fact that the only other strong connections he had in the temple were Master Mace and Deppa. It wasn't that they were inferior company, but they weren't Obi-Wan. There was only one person in the known universe that John would trust to have his back completely. Without him, John was adrift. At least Jin and Obi-Wan were due back later that evening. John would wait for him patiently in their favorite sal. John didn't recognize one of the knights that was taking over the class, but the Pantoran introduced herself as Knight Lyra. The other knight gave John an exaggerated wink from the front of the room, and John felt his ears flush as he ducked away from Deppa's gaze. His Padawan sister primarily used Ceresu and Vipad, so he wasn't quite sure how she'd been roped into teaching this class. He could hear the grumbling from the other Padawans. No one in this class liked him. Not when he was younger and friends with Obi-Wan. A knight paying special attention to him wasn't going to help that. Deppa and Knight Lyra finished demonstrating the advanced kata, and John tuned back in. He wasn't concerned about his wandering attention, considering Obi-Wan had walked him through this sequence weeks ago. "All right, we're going to split you into pairs to practice," Deppa said. "Padawan Ibari and Padawan Adar, you'll be one pair." John was distantly grateful that he didn't have to deal with being unchosen. The alternative was apparently not much better, considering the sneer on Padawan Alto's face. "No Obi-Wan here to protect you now, kid." John responded before he could stop himself. "I don't need anyone to protect me." The spar was fast-paced, but honestly boring in comparison to John's spars with Obi-Wan. Obviously, he knew that Obi-Wan was the best and the instructor of this course for a reason, but as John twisted and flipped around the other Padawan, the skill gap became more and more apparent. Padawan Alto knew it too. The other Padawan's face began to flush with exertion and embarrassment, sweat beading on his forehead as he struggled to match John's furious pace. John fainted, and used the force to propel himself up and over the other Padawan's head so he could finish the spar. That was when everything went wrong. John was used to sparring with Obi-Wan during Ataru class, which meant the others gave them a wide berth. Whether it was the dislike of John's friend or respect for the instructor, they always had plenty of room for flashy flips and maneuvers. The mid-air collisions that the other pairs occasionally endured weren't even on his radar. Despite the hypervigilance, John wasn't paying attention to the spar nearest them, so he missed Padawan Adar's jump going wide. He found out only when the other Padawan's flailing foot cracked across his nose and sent him flying. John's nose broke with a sickening crunch. The sudden, sharp pain turned his vision white for a second, and John's entire body was thrown off course. He didn't have time to correct, and it took everything he had not to hit the ground head first. Instead, the sound of John's collarbone breaking rang across the sal with a loud snap. Ouch. John stayed on his back for a moment, entirely winded. Blood from his broken nose dripped down the back of his throat. He didn't make a sound, though if Obi-Wan was here, maybe that would be different. "John!" Deppa's voice was panicked. Rolling to his feet was instinct. She was someone that he cared about, but she was also his teacher in this moment, and John had messed up. The climb to his feet was definitely too fast. When the dizziness cleared, he could see the other Padawans gathered around him in a circle, faces just as pale as Deppa's. Deppa, who was looming in front of him, hands hovering like she wanted to grab him but couldn't commit. "For punishment," Dark Woman's voice whispered in his head. "John, we need to get you to the healers," Deppa whispered. John flinched back. His trick with his scars had barely worked last time, and there was no way he could keep it up while injured. "No need," John said, taking a quick step back. "What?" John quickly brought his hand up to his nose, which was now freely dripping blood all over his chin and lips. Better to do the easier one first, because he might not be able to hide a shout for the collarbone. Healing clavicle fractures hurt. He found the fine cartilage where the bone at the bridge of his nose had shifted out of place and shifted them back with a painful crack. He then encouraged the force to rush through the weeks of healing until his nose was as good as new. It hurt, but it wasn't like this was the first time John had flash healed a broken nose. He hissed sharply through his teeth when he was done. Deppa's eyes were even wider, and her skin was so pale that it made the gem insert on her forehead stand out strangely. She took another step forward, and her hands were shaking. John, don't! John ignored her and stepped back. He raised his good hand to his clavicle and took a deep breath that shook a little. He knew exactly how much this was going to hurt. John channeled the force through his hand and into the bone. His vision whited out, and he maybe screamed, but it had been so long since he'd been seriously hurt. The injuries he'd practiced on with Obi-Wan were nothing in comparison to a shattered collarbone. John was out of practice. The temple was mostly safe, and Master Mace hadn't hurt him yet, and John had allowed his pain tolerance to wane. Even with the scream strangled behind his teeth, John forced himself to follow through, to seal the bone and broken microvessels and make himself whole once more. John opened his eyes, aware for the first time that he had closed them. He was on his knees on the sal mat, and Deppa was crouched in front of him, mouth moving and hands waving. Her eyes were extra shiny, almost like she was holding in tears. It took a moment for her voice to overtake the sound of blood rushing in John's ears. John, can you hear me? What did you do? Why did you do that? Are you okay? John! John scrambled to his feet and scrubbed at the blood on his chin blindly. He rotated and twisted his healed shoulder, checking his range of motion. It barely twinged anymore. I'm fine, he told Deppa. It wasn't even a lie. While his mind and nerves were still screaming with aftershocks, he still had a while before he would reach force exhaustion. I can continue the lesson now. Deppa was still crouched down. Her expression was uncomprehending, like John had just spoken words in a language she didn't know. John waited. Did you heal yourself? She asked slowly. John nodded. Yes. She stared at him blankly for a few more moments. None of the other Padawans said a word. None of them even twitched. You screamed. John ducked his head, embarrassed. My apologies, Knight Balaba. The formality was instinct, even though she had convinced him to call her Deppa months before. John hesitated, but ultimately rushed to continue. It's been a while since I've healed a broken clavicle, and the pain took me off guard. It won't happen again. Healing isn't supposed to hurt, one of the Padawans blurted. When John glanced over, he was surprised to see Padawan Alto with a look of genuine concern on his face. John didn't know what he was supposed to say to that. Temple healing might not hurt, but Dark Woman's technique was meant to hold a body together, not to coddle them. Nope, Deppa said in a rush. She straightened and dropped a careful arm over John's shoulders. He stiffened, but when the drape of her arm stayed light and casual, he forced himself to relax. She began to steer him toward the exit of the sal. The other Padawans parted before them in a wave. Nope, I'm not qualified for this conversation one bit. We're going to the healers, and I'm calling Master Mace to meet us there. I need a real adult. It was clear the last part was supposed to be a joke, but between the rush of fear John felt at the idea of the healers and the way Deppa's voice was shaking, it didn't feel like a joke at all. End of chapter 15.